Hey guys, welcome back. So today's podcast episode is going to be pretty short. I'm going to read a chapter from the book of James, and then I'm going to read a devotional that goes with it. So go get your Bible, turn to James chapter 1, and let's get started. James chapter 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes dispersed abroad. Greetings. Consider it great joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you experience various trials, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its full effect, so that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. Now, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith without doubting, for the doubter is like the surging sea, driven and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord, being double-minded and unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of humble circumstances boast in exaltation, but let the rich boast in humiliation, because he will pass away like a flower of the field. For the sun rises, and together with the scorching wind dries up the grass, its flower falls off, and its beautiful appearance perishes. In the same way, the rich person will wither away while pursuing his activities. Blessed is the one who endures trials, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God had promised to those who love him. No one undergoing a trial should say, "I am being tempted by God," since God is not tempted by evil, and he himself doesn't tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when he is drawn away and enticed by his own evil desires. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and when sin is fully grown, it gives birth to death. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. By his own choice, he gave us birth by the word of truth, so that we would be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. My dear brothers and sisters, understand this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger, for human anger does not accomplish God's righteousness. Therefore, ridding yourselves of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, humbly receive the implanted word which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Because if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like someone looking at his own face in a mirror. For he looks at himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of person he was. But the one who looks intently into the perfect law of freedom and preserves in it, and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer who works, this person will be blessed in what he does. If anyone thinks he is religious without controlling his tongue, his religion is useless and he deceives himself. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained from the world. So I've been going through the book of James with my boyfriend, and that was chapter one. And after I read chapter one, there was a devotional in my Bible, and I really wanted to share it because I just thought it was really interesting. So like I said, this podcast episode is going to be really short, but I'm going to read through the devotional and then pray and wrap things up. The title is called Rejoicing in Suffering. Have you ever noticed how in times of pain or trial, we comfort our friends, loved ones, and even ourselves with words like, "You're going to make it through this. Tomorrow will be better. What can I do to ease your pain?" Our end game is an end to suffering. We pray for the bad times to go away. We beg that they would never come at all. A whole industry of Mylar balloons and teddy bears exist bearing the sentiment, "Get well soon." We ask the Lord to remove our thorns, to help us endure our hardships, and to bring us through suffering as unscathed as possible. But James 1 had an entirely different take on trials. James chapter 1 verse 2 said, "Consider it great joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you experience various trials." Don't get over them. Don't rush through them or pass them. Rejoice in them. James tells us not to be so hasty to escape the faith-testing valleys, because those valleys contain the fertile soil needed to produce steadfastness. and steadfastness being immovable, unable to be shaken, deeply rooted, is perhaps the true wellness we should be seeking. As Christians, we eagerly say we want to be like Christ. The term Christian, after all, means little Christ. But many of us are really only asking for the good stuff. Lord, make us loving and patient and joyful. We'll sing that with so much enthusiasm and joy. But while Jesus was indeed all of those things, he was also described by the prophet Isaiah as a man of suffering who knew what sickness was. Christ himself learned obedience through his suffering. And friends, it's from those dark yet fertile valleys that steadfastness begins to spring forth. First sprouting from faith, then budding into love and flowering into patience and joy. Today or tomorrow or whenever you find yourself in a place of trial, do not minimize it or rush through it. Instead, give thanks to the Lord. Pray for endurance and steadfastness from the one who has already endured and proven himself steadfast. As backwards as it may feel, this difficult trial or painful suffering is a time to thank the Lord. This is the time to rejoice. We do not rejoice because bad things happen or because this poor fallen world is full of death, injustice, and sorrow. No, we rejoice because the sovereign Lord calls us his own. He loves us enough to descend with us into the dark yet mysteriously fertile valleys to produce in us a steadfastness which cannot be shaken. Thanks be to God. James chapter 1 verse 12 said, "Blessed is the one who endures trials, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him." Lord God, thank you for this day. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for allowing my boyfriend and I to go through the book of James and really enjoy it. Thank you for teaching us both so much. Lord, thank you for putting it on my heart to go over chapter 1 again with the listener. Lord, I pray that they learn something, and I pray that they just let this word sit with them for the rest of the day. Lord, your word says to consider it great joy whenever we experience various trials, because it's through the testing of our faith where endurance is produced. Please let us remember that, Lord. Your word also says that blessed is the one who endures trials, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God promised to those who love him. Lord, please allow us to remember both of those verses when we are going through various trials. Lord, this past year and even now into 2021, people have been going through so much. So please allow us to remember that when we go through different trials, when we go through different difficulties, it's not always you punishing us. It could be you testing us and allowing our faith to grow, allowing our faith to endure. Please allow us to remember that, Lord. And Lord, please allow myself and the listener to stay curious to learn more about you, Lord. I want to continue to have a hunger and a thirst to get to know you until the day I die. Please just allow us to have a hunger and thirst for you, to learn more about you, to grow our relationship with you always. Thank you for everything you've done in my life and in the listener's life. Amen.